Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Another episode, an emergency pod of the Ricky Henderson podcast, the greatest of all podcasts, the GOAP. Don't know how much longer this thing's going to be around anymore after today's news. It is Wednesday, April 19th, essentially the end of the Oakland A's as we know it. I'm Alex Espinoza. This is Hal Gordon. Hal, how you doing, bud?
I've been in the East Coast for the last 2 weeks helping my sister take care of her newborn. So if you start hearing crying in the background, I got the baby on baby cam over here. But yeah, it's Thursday for me. It's 1:41 in the morning, so we're doing an emergency pod in the middle of the night here.
Happy 420, Hal. Great way to celebrate the holidays. Yeah. Okay, so the big news just broke at about, I don't know, maybe a couple hours ago, around 9 o'clock at night.
I think it was less than an hour ago, yeah.
Yeah, the Nevada Independent has reported that Nevada lawmakers and the A's have a $1 billion stadium deal in place. And literally at 10:30, about 10 minutes ago, Casey Pratt shared a statement from the Oakland A's. And here is the full statement from the A's. I will read it. The A's have signed a binding agreement to purchase land for a future ballpark in Las Vegas. We realize this is a difficult day for our Oakland fans and community. For more than 20 years, the A's have focused on securing a new home for the club and have invested unprecedented time and resources for the past 6 years to build a ballpark in Oakland. Even with support from fans, leaders at the city, county, and state level, and throughout the broader community, the process to build a new ballpark in Oakland has made little forward progress for some time. We have made a strong and sincere effort to stay here. We recognize that this is very hard to hear. We are disappointed that we have been unable to achieve our shared vision of a waterfront ballpark. As we shift our focus to Las Vegas, we will continue to share details about our next steps. So that's it, folks. Baseball in Oakland is done. It's been a 55-year run, but they came here in 1968, and that's it. I know you've just been, kind of part of this community for about the past, 10 years or 7-8 years or so, but did that surprise you? How did that affect you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a shock.
Yeah.
I think all A's fans have thought about how they'd feel, what they'd feel when or if we got this news. I think when I think about when the pivot point was, I think it was last early September, so when there was a meeting, I think an Oakland City Council meeting, maybe the last real meeting that was important, it seemed like, where the city manager said, well, we only have like a week or two left to get something done before the end of the year, and we're still hundreds of millions of dollars behind. And you felt like, I think I remember right after hearing that, walking up to, in vending, I can see, Cavill in his box. And I walked up to Cavill and I said, what's going on? And he was like, the election, everyone got cold feet, blah, 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 which I don't know. It doesn't seem like that was a real excuse, but I think that was the pivot point. And at this point, man, I feel like I'm losing a member of my family. Yeah. I think we've all made friends at the Coliseum if you go there enough. You know, you make friends there with people that you normally wouldn't make friends with, you know, in any other way. And it's, you know, those friendships don't have to end, but it just sucks, man. You'll never be able to bring your kid to see a game in Oakland.
I grew up here. I mean, I was born and raised, I was raised in Alameda till I was about six, and then I moved to Moraga. So I've been in the East Bay virtually my whole life, except for college. And yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. It's just like, honestly, some of my core memories are from A's games. And my brother, he's 2 years older than me, so I was doing everything he was doing. He liked the A's. And I remember the first time ever really getting excited was going to A's games. We would drive underneath the 880 freeway.
Yeah.
And I was a little kid, so I didn't know what was going on. But anytime we drove underneath the 880 freeway, we drove past all these police cars. I knew we were going to the A's game. I was like, sweet. I was like a dog or something. It was like, okay, it's sweet. Yeah. And it's like, sweet. Like I perked up. I was like, this means we're going to the A's game. And I remember sitting up on the third deck with my dad and my brother in the 90s, listening to Roy Steele. They had the orange seats. Roy Steele rolling his R's. Geronimo. Barua. And it's just like it's just like a fun time, man. It's just like, damn, they really just pulled the rug out over the past 3 or 4 years. Like, you know, 2018 they were still making good faith efforts. 2019 it started to fall apart, and then it was like almost like the pandemic was a perfect excuse for them to be like, you know what, you know attendance is down. I think I wrote about this a couple of years ago. It was almost like they were trying to create an untenable situation in Oakland so it would be easier for them to leave. And I think that happened. And then I think with this whole mayor change, you know, with Sheng Tao coming in this year, it was just like a perfect confluence for them to just throw up their hands and be like, yo, we had momentum, but now it stops. I also do want to share the comments from Mayor Sheng Tao.
I read those.
This is via Sarah Ravani from San Francisco Chronicle. So this is just, I mean, this is official, people. This is done. I mean, it's done.
I think it's done.
It's really done. But yeah, here's the full statement from the Oakland mayor. She said, "I am deeply disappointed that the A's have chosen not to negotiate with the city of Oakland as a true partner in a way that respects the long-term relationship between the fans, the city, and the team. The city has gone beyond and above and beyond in our attempts to arrive at a mutually beneficial terms to keep the A's in Oakland. In the last 3 months, we've made significant strides to close the deal. Yet it is clear to me that the A's have no intention of staying in Oakland and have simply been using this process to try and extract a better deal out of Las Vegas. I am not interested in continuing to play that game. The fans and our residents deserve better. I am incredibly proud of what we have accomplished as a city, including securing a fully entitled site and over $375 million in new infrastructure and investment that will benefit Oakland and its port for generations to come. In a time of budget deficits, I refuse to compromise the safety and well-being of our residents. Given these realities, we are ceasing negotiations and moving forward on alternatives for the redevelopment of Howard Terminal." So that's it. No more Howard Terminal. The A's lease runs out, I believe, next season. So this next year and a half is going to be awkward as hell.
I don't know. Is that
reverse lockout thing even going to happen anymore on June
13th? Oh, yeah. I mean, the reverse board. We were going to talk to Stu tomorrow. I think I was getting so excited about just having fun at that reverse lockout.
Yeah, that reverse boycott was picking up momentum. I saw the New York Times. Even my dad today, he's like, "Hey, I just saw this article in the New York Times about this reverse boycott. Have you heard about it?" And I'm like, "Oh, wow." So I wonder, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's still 2 months away, but
it's just like, dude, who's going to go to these games? Like, they thought attendance was bad. Like, who's like,
I don't think they care. I mean, I obviously don't care. I wouldn't be surprised if they're playing, if they don't buy out the minor league team and they start playing there.
Just at Las Vegas ballpark.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is the last year. You know, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know like about their lease, but I mean, if If I was them, they'll, you know, they could start selling out that Las Vegas ballpark next year. You know, I just pay whatever I have to pay to get out of the lease and just move there. I think this will be the last year that the A's will be here.
It's crazy, man. It happened like I knew this was a possibility, but now that it's happening, it almost seems sudden, which I guess it shouldn't, but it does, you
No,
know?
yeah, it does, man. You know, and I think that there's gonna be a grieving period. It's like a family member dying, I think, and it will be like that for a lot of people. If you're listening to this and you're feeling, weirdly emotional, I hear you, I get it, man. Like it's not as emotional, it's not as sudden, it's not as horrible, but when I was sitting here waiting to get on the call with you, I was just thinking, the last time I felt something like this, I think, is when I heard that Jimmy died, my other vendor friend, my co-vendor. And I think it's, I know how important the relationships, and the friendships and the experience is to A's fans, because I've seen them over the last 6 years, 7 years vending there. I've seen them day in and day out. And if you're out there listening to this and you're feeling that, man, it makes sense. It's real. It sucks.
Yeah, and I really want A's fans. I know this is like an emotional time, but if you have your thoughts, I would love to kind of compile a voicemail. So we have a phone number at 707-800-9896. That's 707-800-9896. Leave us a voicemail. I really want to hear from you, because this is really about the fans. I mean, this biggest, like, yeah, that, business is going to happen. The A's are going to do what they're going to do. They're going to try to find the dollar. But, this affects, tens or hundreds of thousands of A's fans who have been rooting for this whole franchise their entire life. I mean, if you were born anytime after the 70s, the A's have been part of the East Bay culture for these past 55 years. So we really want to hear from you guys. But I just feel like, honestly, the A's have been trying to pair off. They've been trying to whittle down their fan base so this wouldn't be so painful. I know a lot of people who have already they stopped caring about the A's a couple of years ago. So,
My theory,
it still sucks. I mean, it doesn't make
I
it any
think I
better.
know that I know that we that you'll you know the theory, the sort of the major league theory, right? The movie where the owner, the Cleveland Indians, trying to, like, have as little tennis as possible. I don't think my theory is I don't think there was an like a conscious effort to do that, but I think that they made some decisions that didn't pay off. I think that when they did A's Access, they wanted it to be more successful than it was. It was successful, but it wasn't. I think they were hoping to, have, just if they sold tickets cheap enough that they'd have like sellouts and shit, and that just didn't happen. And I think that they just decided to. After COVID, they just decided to go in the opposite direction. From what I
Just
heard,
cost cutting, just like running
from
like a real bit, like a
what I
business.
heard, I remember the day in 2020, it was in 2020 when they announced that the 2021 tickets were just gonna, that they weren't gonna be bringing back access. I remember talking to somebody in the A's ticket office, and before the game, because I was just standing around and I was like, what's going on? Like, what are you guys doing? And he just said, listen, this was the decision of one man. One man made this decision. So I don't know if that was Cavill. I don't know if it was Fisher.
It's Fisher, dude. For sure,
I think it
Fisher.
was probably Fisher.
100% Fisher. Yeah.
He decided to make that decision, and it just, I think the the fact that attendance crashed so hard, you know, I don't think they were anticipating.
Yeah, but it's their
that.
Doing. You know, it was,
it was their doing. It was their doing. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, what
doing.
Do they expect, man? You know, you don't
like at that point, it just made it easier for them. You know? Yeah. It just fucking blows, man. You know, I think that there's blame to go around too. You know, I think I would.
What do you think about
around. I'm of two minds of Oakland politicians in California. I think California state law that makes it development so difficult is to blame, right? Like the fact that it took them, you know, if it wasn't
my counter argument to that though is look at Joe Lacob and how quickly they pushed Chase Center. It's absolutely possible.
It's 100% possible. But you know, if California law had been easier, they may have even gotten this done before COVID, you know, and that would have saved them all this money or whatever, you know. And but you know, in another sense, I have to applaud California politicians, you know, for stepping up and saying like, hey, you know, so I think Las Vegas is going to be giving them essentially $50 billion in taxpayer money. Now they're going to say that this is, you know, purely, but for money, like we were talking about with Howard Terminal, and we'll have to take a look at that. I don't even know if I'll have the desire to actually look at it, but you know, they're definitely going to be given them a lot of money. And, you know, the original plan that the A's wanted was like this, it was all this property taxes around the stadium, and the politicians said no, that's not but for money, you know. So they've stood up to him, but also the way that California politics and California government is structured, it's just really hard to do new developments. And you know what? If Chang Tao can turn around and find a new development for Howard Terminal that doesn't have the A's but has like even more housing and stuff, then you know, then like, you know, more power to her. It won't have all the expense of trying to get people into a baseball stadium. But I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, the A's are fucking cheap, man. They're cheap. They're cheap bastards. They suck. And
yeah,
you know, it's not like the Raiders, where the Raiders, like Oakland basically told the Raiders, we got nothing to offer you.
Yeah.
And I respect that move too, because football stadiums are idiotic to build. They're billions of dollars and they're used 16 or like 8 times a year. That's insane. Yeah. But, you know, but like there was a plan here, man. There was a plan. I don't really know what was happening. Chang Tao definitely did not seem to be nearly as plugged in as Libby Schaff. And, you know, I think it is what it is, but like there was still a plan, and MLB, you know, they just said, hey, you know, sure, there's a plan, but it would cost you an extra $200 million, extra $300 million, you know, we're not gonna let you just have to suffer through that, sir. You can go ahead and leave.
Yeah, I mean, So do you believe in Chang Tao's statement when she says that the A's were not negotiating in good faith the past? I mean, she said like, I mean, she tried to paint it like, yo, we tried the past 3 months with my administration, but the A's weren't negotiating in good faith. At this point, is that just posturing, or do you feel like there actually is? I mean, I think there is blame to go around on both sides, honestly, you know,
blame to go around on both sides. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like we know what the problem was. The problem was they didn't have enough money to pay for the offsite infrastructure.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, you can look at this in a couple ways, right? Like, you know, offsite infrastructure, that's like city roads, man. You know, who should pay for city roads? Cities. Who should pay for these? You know, but like also, you know, if I'm an Oakland politician, you know, only a small fraction of A's fans live in Oakland, you know? Like, you know, we're going to be building this shit for people from Walnut Creek and Fremont to come here, you know. They should, you know, there's I think there's just a lot of ways that that this was not built to be, you know, built so that the government had good incentives to pay for it. But yeah, I mean, they're gone. They're gone, man. It sucks.
What do you think the rest of the season looks like? I mean, what do you like? I think they're on the road for the next week, but then I'm gonna see when the next A's home game is. I mean, it's so weird. It's like they're not even a baseball team anymore. It's like they're just this. It's like yeah, Mason Miller made his MLB debut today, but nobody cares. Like nobody cares. Like he's like one of the most exciting pitchers in baseball. But like they just nobody cares. Okay, so they have an off day. Then they're going on the road. They got three in Texas, and they got four in LA. They'll be back on April 28th against the Cincinnati Reds. Ooh, that'll be a barn burner. I mean, dude, it's just like they.
I mean, like the question is, are there going to be like, people? You know, I mean, it's like, you know, I think a couple of people on Twitter were like, "Well, let's just, you know, like let's just stand in front of the gates, like let's let nobody in." And it's like maybe if 50 people were like, "Well, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go chain myself to the gates and not let me in." Sure, I'd go, but like, but also it's just like.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I was a fan,
at some point, it's like, you know, your girlfriend dumped you, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is like, if I'm a Bay Area sports fan, it's like, okay, well, if this is the last time I could see the A's in my lifetime in Oakland, I want to go there. But also, I don't want to give John Fisher money. So it's like this weird, that's what I even thought about was weird about the reverse boycott is like, yeah, you're going to prove a point maybe, but. You're also just giving, you know, like a 10-day, like you know, a big ticket gate to John Fisher.
Whatever.
So ultimately, yeah, he wins, sure, right? Like, sure, it's like he holds all the power. It's like he.
It's not fair, and it's not how it should be. You know, it's not how it is in Europe. You don't see teams moving. It shouldn't be the way it is.
Especially a team with 55 years of history in one place, four championships. Like, there's a lot of good – it'd be one thing if they were, like, the Tampa Bay Rays who had never won a title, whatever. They were here for 20, 30 years, and they got to leave, whatever. But, I mean, it's like, dude, these are, like, iconic teams in MLB history, and it's just
– it shouldn't be the way that it is, man. And it's, you know, and it is a – it's a civic institution, you know, because it's where – man, it's where people go and chant, "Let's go, Oakland." Just fucking sucks. Yeah. You know? We got the roots still. I mean,
dude, I'm not gonna
hope the fucking I just wish the San Jose Earthquake would move to Vegas and then they could put the roots in MLS.
Yeah. But, I mean, it kind of killed like I just don't know. Like the A's have just been it's just a fixture of my summer. I just watched the A's. That's just what I've been doing as a kid, and now I just maybe it's a good thing. Maybe I can get a lot more time back in my life. You know, I don't know. But it still sucks, man. It's like, I just feel like something got stolen from me. I really just feel like something was stolen from me.
Yeah, and, it was. It was. Know? Alex, I'm here to tell you, something just was stolen from you.
Yeah, John Fisher
John Fisher stole that from you.
And he just has no emotion. He just doesn't care. He doesn't care. I mean, so it's like, you know, what am I going to do? Like, angry man yells at cloud. It's like, you know, it's like you're powerless.
Guy doesn't care.
Like,
you know,
we're a little man. Fucking, we're powerless.
Sucks. Guy doesn't care. You know, the world's not fair. This guy, you know, it's not like John Fisher. John Fisher fucking inherited his money from his parents. And you know, and so he's got to protect it in his stupid investment of a baseball team. Dude, if you just wanted to invest in a baseball, like, it's just like. Just like go, you know, become a, just do anything fucking else.
Real estate. Yeah. Pick any other business.
Pick real estate. Invest in fucking Bitcoin, you cunt. like, it's just like.
Yeah. It just sucks that he has to drag down so many other people for his own self-interest and he just doesn't care, cool. You know, and he's in his ivory tower. We're never going to hear from the guy. You know,
we'll never hear from that guy again.
There's no accountability.
I'll see him again. He'll never be there again.
There's no accountability.
You know, I don't know. I don't even know if Dave Cavill will be at the Coliseum again, but I mean,
I and also, dude, imagine being the players, like, you know, like, I imagine, like, how are you supposed to suit up every day when you know that's like.
Dude, I mean, what a terrible.
This is gonna be just basically a shame.
Players are in. I mean, because because like the just people are just. I mean, if anyone is at that Reds game, And, you know, we'll see. I think people will start thinking about what we want to do.
The timing is weird. We're only 19 games into the season.
That, you know, we didn't talk about it at all, very much at all, but I hope that that reverse boycott, you know, I would still love to have like one game where we all just pack the stadium and just chant, you know, fuck Cavill or something for like 3 minutes.
Well, man. Dude, I wonder, imagine like, the timing of this is weird too. I mean, obviously they have to move at the speed of business, but you know, with 19 games into the season, there's still 5.5 months left for sure. It's just going to be like a sham of a season. They're 3-7.
Well, yeah, I think
they have the worst record in baseball. Like,
I mean,
like,
they have an abysmal record, and not only do they have a, you know, bad record, but they have a terrible run differential.
They're just fucking bad at everything.
They got
historically bad pitching. Like historic, like 1901 bad pitching. Yeah. I mean,
poor fucking Trevor May, man. He's gone the DL because of anxiety.
Why would he even come back? I was like, why would you even come? Like, I don't know.
Well, he's trying to make 10 years. If he makes 10 years, he gets like a big pension. So he's got maybe more reason to come back than anyone. But I mean,
it's just weird how baseball is secondary now. Like, it just doesn't even, it's just like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I'm probably going to move to Mexico now. I don't know. I literally don't know. Well, Hal, I'm glad you got your few years in while it was still good, Hal.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I think,
like, what do you think about your experience?
Listen, I do want to, like, if, you know, I think, you know, we'll be processing this more, but like, I do want to like end, if we're ending, you know, this emergency pod here, I do want to end this in like, you know, first of all, the Oakland fan community is not completely disappearing. You know, go to Oakland Roots games, guys. It's fun. There's a lot of people who are from A's games or at Oakland Roots games. I know it's not baseball. You know, I know a lot of you people, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, like, it's different, you know, it is different, but like, if you're looking for that community, that's a great option. And, you know, those guys ain't going to go nowhere. You know, and in second, like, I will take all the fun memories you had as an Oakland A's fan. And, you know, those aren't John Fisher's. Those are yours. You know, Alex, like those memories of you.
This is like the Goonies. Game. This is like the scene from the Goonies where we're in the well and they're like,
yeah, man.
Memories.
But yeah, I mean, take those memories and like cherish them, man, because.
Well, that's why I almost feel like this could almost turn into a celebration of Oakland baseball the rest of the season. I mean, I think initially it's going to be pretty raw, but hopefully by the end of the year, people will just kind of turn this into a sell. It's like, dude, it's over. You can't change the situation, so make the best of it. Let's fucking tailgate. Let's fucking smoke some doobies in the third deck. Let's get some blowjobs in the third deck. Let's have some fun, you know?
Yeah, next time you go to the Coliseum, take a look at what you think you can steal. And, you know, get your hand in that. And next time, bring some power tools. And, you know, rip some shit out. And, you know, the last game of the season, you know, maybe we'll rip out some chairs and throw them on the field or some shit.
Dude, that A's fan should rush the field after the last game. You should start taking selfies like,
or just like bring a pair of scissors.
You know, what are you going to do? Boom you out for the next game?
You know, cut down some of the netting, you know, in the first row.
Try to steal a pigeon. Try to steal a seagull from the third deck.
I've always thought that the sign outside of 149 that says bleachers, I've always thought, I think I could rip that off the wall.
Or hey, you could pull a tarp down, you know, get the tarp and use it for your car later, you know, get a tarp down from the third deck.
If there's a special lady in your life, get up there into the 300 levels and get a you know, sloppy toppy.
Get a little blowy. A little blowy for the road.
I don't think they ever announced that they caught those fuckers.
Did they? Or no? They're still on the lam. They're on the lam.
Who cares, man? Who cares?
I mean, I think.
You know what? I would take it. If I got a blowjob and they charged me, I would take it to a fucking trial. And I would look at that jury and I would say, I would say,
what would you do in my situation?
What would you do? You know who didn't? You know who got fucked? Not me. The city of Oakland.
The A's fans did. This is a metaphor. This is art.
I'm Spartacus. Jury nullification. If I'm on a jury, fuck that. You know.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a roller coaster. I think it's gonna be rage initially. Like this next homestand is gonna be very interesting to see the next home game. I think we should go there, dude. We should do some boots on the ground reporting for that next game. Dude, we got to see what the vibe is, man. We got to.
We'll see.
This is historic. This is like the.
I mean, and we'll see. Like, you know, we'll see what fans want to do. You know, like I think reverse boycott could turn into a day of rage. Dude, whatever. I mean,
but that's the thing. They don't care. It's like they're just in this armored tank and they're just going along. They don't care. You know,
they haven't cared for a long time. I think that they viewed their fan base as the enemies for quite a while. They don't think that the fans understand the situation they're in. And the situation they're in is that they work for assholes. I don't know, man. It's 2:15 in the morning here, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's wrap it up. But what are your closing thoughts? Like, I guess in summation, what do you want to say about this whole situation?
I want to say, like, you know, I want to say, like, that John Fisher doesn't fucking, you know, own your fandom. He doesn't own your civic pride. He doesn't own your memories. And, you know, come to the Oakland Roots games. It's not Major League Baseball. It fucking sucks, but that's the fun part about it is going to a game with your kids, with your friends, with your family, with strangers from your city that don't become strangers anymore because you're rooting for it, you know, and go to some Roots games. Yeah. And, you know, and John Fisher, suck my dick.
I mean, I think my biggest thing is I just feel really bad for A's fans, especially for the ones who have stayed very loyal through all of this, who have even through all these overtures, the people who are still hanging on. Like, I really feel like this sucks. There's nothing that can prepare you for this, really. But I think it's just how can you react to this? You know, I was born an optimist. I've always been an optimist. And, I just think this is an opportunity to celebrate what happened. I mean, it's over. I mean, you can't change it. So just celebrate what happened. Enjoy these tailgates. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy sitting out in the bleachers. Enjoy putting your feet up on those seats. Smokes as many joints as you can in the third deck. Like, enjoy it, man. It's like,
I think that's right. Yeah. I think a lot of people will say, I'm never going to give John Fisher another dime. But, like, you know what? Buy a $10 ticket and bring a Subway sandwich, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, you don't have to, like, just buy a ticket to the fucking, just
smuggle in your own beers.
Bring a burrito. Your own
beers in the backpack, classic move. And, you know.
Yeah, just put those beers, you know, inside the blanket in your backpack. It's fine.
Yeah, so I just don't, like, yes, John Fisher already killed this thing, but, like, if you want to have fun at A's games, still go try to do it, because by next year you might not have that opportunity.
I think that's a great piece of advice. I would say
John Fisher kill this. Like my biggest, even doing this blog, I'm like, why am I doing this blog? Nobody cares. It's like, what? It's the Oakland A's. I just do it because I enjoy it, you know, and I'm not gonna let John Fisher kill something that I enjoy. So if you like going to A's games, whatever, go enjoy it. John Fisher can get your $10, whatever. But that's my advice to A's fans. Yeah,
I'm sure we'll have more.
This is all we're gonna be talking about the rest of the year, man. This is gonna turn into a funeral of the Oakland A's.
If we're talking about it, okay. Thanks for.
Well, I picked a hell of a time to get sick and be in and out of the hospital, but I'm back, baby. All right, Hal. Well, thanks for staying up till 2 a.m. over there, dude. Hope the baby's still asleep.
baby is still currently asleep, probably for another hour or two.
But yeah, so maybe next week we'll give you a big hug in the Coliseum, man. So
yeah, dude. For those right. Reds games, let's do it.
All right. All right. Well, thanks, Hal. Yep.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.